Hi, Ruben.
Hey, we got disconnected there. I couldn't hear you.
Sorry about that.
No problem. So what I was saying was, and I think this is very similar to a lot of the customers that I've dealt with, is if you were able to obtain cash, you're able to buy a product, get a very, it sounds like about a 50% return on your investment, but in a very short time of period. Is that
Right.
correct?
You typically a 1 year turn. So we'll get the inventory for summer of next year, and then as soon as the customer has come in, checked out, then we get the final payment out. So it is within a 12-month total time frame.
All right, so it's about a 1 year turn. Okay.
Exactly.
And let me just ask you some questions about your business. Do you currently have any lines of credit from your local bank or any traditional bank?
We've got one small line business loan for about 120K.
Who is that with?
That's with Can Capital.
Oh, okay. So I actually know Can Capital, so you probably have what's called a daily or weekly payment loan, correct?
Exactly, weekly, correct.
Okay. So, and how you borrowed 120? When did you borrow 120 from them?
We actually, I'm sorry, the balance is 120. We borrowed 175K, Ruben. I believe in December of 2015. Yeah, December.
And what
That
was
was
your
the
payback?
our payback on that 175 was like 215 or something like that.
And how long was the term over?
So the term is a 2 year term, but what Hand is helping us do is because they typically only do products up to a certain cap of, I believe, 200K, and
Yeah.
so they're working on right now to be able to roll that same into a larger fund because they've seen kind of our transaction history.
Okay.
So I'm kind of holding that off because if I want to be able to shop it and make sure I get the best product for us.
Okay. So Bash has a pretty open definition. We have a similar product. Let me tell you kind of my thoughts, and I actually do a lot of refinancing of these loans. So what you're referring to is a traditional working capital loan. It's basically a cash loan that's based on your revenues. Can's a great company, but they're not the best or the worst. There's a few different things that I would mention. So with a business of your size, and Can is very well known, but their usual cap is around 200,000 in funding from my experience.
Right.
There's a few different ways to slice your file, and let me kind of give you a few avenues and some
Okay.
feedback before I start selling you any type of product. I want to make sure it makes sense for you. So there's one product that I could provide for you. Can has what's called a UCC on your business. I'm sure you're aware of that, correct?
Exactly.
So, there's two different things. The first thing is, and I think it all comes down to the amount of money you're needing. Now, to address $4 million, I know that's not going to be in our strike zone. I know
Okay.
it's not. However, I think something in the range of 250 to 350, potentially, something that you can lever up pretty quickly, it is available. So here's what I would tell you as two different products to look at. The first product that you want to do, and I'll email all of this to you, is called a refinance. Now, I have a product that is a little different from Can. So Can's giving you actually a really, really good rate, but the problem is it's just simply not enough money. And so what happens is you're going to be rolling over this interest constantly. Rolling over interest once is not a big deal. Rolling over three or four times is a big deal. So there's two basic products that I think would be a fit for your business. Option one, and I'll detail this in my email, is doing a complete refi for a larger loan. Think around, I'd say 250 is a good idea. That means we would pay off Can, you would net the difference. However, we would structure a loan with a very quick renewal cycle, which would mean that, let me give you an idea. Let's say you did an 18-month loan with us. What happens is you can renew after 9 months. However, on one of our products, we offer complete interest forgiveness when you renew. So there's no carryover. So that means
Got it.
that, does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Yeah, so it's a little more expensive on the front end, but on the back end, you're not rolling over interest and you're able to lever up very, very quickly. That's avenue one. Avenue two is this. Can has a really, really solid loan with you in terms of term length and dollar amount. It's just not enough for your business. And where they're, I see where they're attacking the market, and I've seen this a lot, is they're going after people by offering you very reduced rates for 100 to 200,000. But for many of my customers, that's just not enough money. So
Right.
my thought is the first thing you'd want to do is see if you can get approved for a complete refinance for more money, because you're going to eventually need a relationship where you need to borrow 200, 300, 400, and once in our industry, once you get above 150 to 200, You need a different relationship. Many people's comfort zone simply is 150, and that is simply not enough for your business, in what you're telling me. The other thing that I can do is this. Let's say you decide to renew with CAN or our refinance terms. I'll be honest with you and say, hey, Denny, if our refinance terms are better, take them. If they're not, I'll say, hey, go with CAN. But what I can offer you is what's called a second position loan. Have you heard of this product?
Yeah, I have.
What do you know about it?
I guess it's second position loan is, like you just mentioned, there's a UCC for CAN, and then there would be another one for the second position. I just don't know what the limits are on that.
Okay. So generally, as a rule of thumb, second position loans are considered very, very high risk for most lenders in our industry. For Bank of Cardiff, we really don't consider a second position. We're not here to put someone's feet to the fire. So we offer some very fair, competitive second position loans up to 100 to 125 grand without really put, and they're very, very fair. To give you an idea, the average second position loan in our industry is 4 to 6 months. We do terms up to 12 months. The average second position loan in our industry is very highly front-loaded with fees. Ours, we don't have any fees. So it's something where, based on the numbers, I can give you some ideas. Let me ask you kind of idea of time frame. When are you actually looking, when are you looking to actually make a decision, get funding? What's your time frame?
Yeah, I mean, well, we've got our business on hand. We want to get the idea is make a decision by the end of the week and then hopefully get funded.
Yeah, absolutely. That's reasonable. How many owners of the business are there on paper?
Just one myself.
Just yourself. Okay. And are you looking, you're not looking for any equipment like forklifts or trucks or anything of that nature right now, correct?
No, not that.
Do you have a retail office or do you work out of your house?
Majority of our work is home based.
Okay.
90%.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is this. I've got your email. I'm going to shoot you an email in about 5 minutes. It's going to detail the program. I'm going to send you an application. It's going to look very, very similar to the application you signed with CAN. They're almost all the same. What I will do is, as an idea and kind of time frame, once I get the information back, within about 48 hours, at most 24 hours, I'll be able to furnish you with some programs. I definitely think, you know, there's something we can do to help you out and get you into, not necessarily, you use the word best. I think the way that I'd want to do is give you a lot of options, and then ultimately you can choose the option that works best for your business.
Sure, absolutely, Ruben. I look forward to your email and get the information to you within an hour or two.
Cool. Last question. Have you filed your 2015 returns, or are you on extension?
Yes, we have.
Okay. I've thrown a lot of information your way. Is there anything that I can answer for you right now?
Well, I think you've given me kind of a general idea on two products, but really we're looking at a cap of about $250,000. Correct.
I think you're looking at a cap of two. It's really, and I think one of the things you're telling me is like, hey, I want the most money possible. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Is there, so there are some programs, and I'm going to give you options. I might be able to come back to you and say, here's $400,000. One of the products that I discussed is, I have a product that a lot of my, I'll just tell you what some of my customers use. And I'm sorry, I've got a few people beeping in. Can I put you on hold? I just kicked them off. Can you give me 10 seconds, sir? Thank you. Bye-bye. Give me 1 second. 1 second. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here, Ruben.
Okay. So I like to kind of under-promise, over-deliver, as opposed to over-promise, under-deliver. And so I would think for your product, $250 to $350 is reasonable based on the numbers you're telling me. But I truly believe our company has the best products in the nation just by the numerous amount of refis we do. So I might come to you with a higher number. I'd rather kind of steer business away than tell someone, hey, yeah, $800,000 is not going to be a problem, because I see the flip side where people come into us and someone has promised them something that can't be done. But I'll give you options and then kind of give you the pros and cons of each file, and you can choose what works best for you.
Okay.
I don't think, just, you know, as a general rule of thumb, what I tell customers is this. Sometimes, I understand you'd like someone to give you just like a flat million or something bigger, correct?
Right.
So one of the products that we do have, and it is different from like the can idea, allows you to borrow money really quickly. So I have a product where I can give you endless refinances, which a lot of my customers use. They'll borrow like $250 over a year term or even a 6-month term. And they're doing $250 over a 6-month term. 3 months they're renewing, cashing out, waiving the remaining interest, borrowing more money. So there's some things like when you explain to the borrower actually the pros and cons, you might, if you get $250, just, this is just talking, it's not actually there yet because we haven't got your application, but you might see that product and go, oh, wow, that product, really, I like that product. And we're going to get, there's no incentive for us. The way to kind of think about it, us, is this. If you go to an insurance company and they present you with a few different options, policies?
Right.
Same here. So we'll present you with a few different products, and you can and we'll be very clear on, here are the pros, here are the cons, here are our thoughts, and you can say, hey, look, this does or doesn't work for me, and feel free to ask any questions you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely, I'll be with you as well, so we can do a quick turnaround and get the information that you need from us.
Perfect. I've sent you an email. Did you get it yet or no?
Okay, let me... I have not received it yet.
Give me 1 second. All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to re-email this. I have an issue with my email. Give me 1 second. Besides that, how's life?
Everything's good. You know, end of summer. I mean, this year's flying by.
Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm gonna reattach this. Let's see if you got that again.
Give me a minute here. Refresh.
And just, you know, we are unique in that the largest loan we do currently for cash is $2 million. It just depends on what you qualify for, but we'll give you some good options.
Okay, and can catch your email, Ruben, and I will get this turned around for you here shortly.
Okay, I have one other question for you. On the application, it talks about credit cards. We offer, unless you do a tremendous amount of credit cards, you can just disregard that information and leave it blank. But I do have two other basic questions for you. Who do you bank with?
Bank with Chase.
Oh, Chase. Okay. Bank with Chase. Okay. And in terms of the loan with Can, how did you start the relationship with them? Did you reach out to them? Did you work with a broker in the past?
No, yeah, it's a broker, and they basically solicited us, so there was a lot of mail content that they sent over. And then towards the latter part of last year, we worked with the broker. The broker got it turned around. And she, I want to say in less than 48 hours, we were funded.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so it was a great transaction, very smooth and out of the ordinary. And it's just the fact that it's just not enough funding. That's the only downside.
Yeah, I think, but that is that is something I hear on a daily basis. So I think we can get you some. I think our expertise is actually qualifying customers for more money than that.
Right.
I know I'm taking too much of your time already, so feel free to give me a call at any time, and I'll put this together for you very quickly.
Absolutely, thank you, Ruben.
You got it, brother. Thank you for the call.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.